I am in the summer cottage. I've been working from home. I've been working with a lot of clients recently and not necessarily putting so many videos out there. And this is the first video done in a few weeks. And I wanted to do this one because I am actually taking a holiday starting tomorrow or the day after. And just for 1 or 2 weeks, just because we're here in the summer cottage and my wife and children are saying, "Where are you? Why aren't you spending more time with us?" But I guess having your own business can get quite distracting and pull your attention. So it's actually me putting my foot down and saying, "I'm gonna have a little holiday, a bit of time away to kind of rethink, refresh, rejuvenate, re-energize myself and all the re's, in order to be clearer of mind. So when I come back to working with my clients and coming back to working with the channel, and I can have some fresh ideas. I mean, it's great that a load of you have been sending me thoughts and suggestions and ideas on videos, but I really need to reconnect because after having 300 videos like I do on the channel now, it's quite easy to go over the same ground. So previously what I've done is searched for new things to do when essentially a lot of the things come back to similar points. And so I'm studying more, I'm back to the books and looking deeper into things, and I'm hoping to really broaden and deepen my knowledge so I can give you more in-depth insights into how you can improve your voice and your situation. Now, this video here today is actually one about reconnecting, and it's about connecting with your voice, but essentially first reconnecting with yourself. And one of the best ways you can do that in order to help you find clarity and space and peace of mind around not only your life, but your voice, is to get into nature. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go for a walk in the woods. Actually, no, we're going to go for a cycle in the woods. Cycling is not necessarily great for your legs, back, and neck, therefore not necessarily good for your voice. So I won't go too far, but I'm going to go far enough that I can get to a lake, maybe have a dip, and put my hammock up, and then talk to you there. So let's get going. Here I am. I've got my bike ready. There's a map of where I need to go, but I'm pretty sure I know the route anyway. This is just the edge of the forest of the national park called Nuxio, where I'm going to go into today to make the rest of this video. So, safety first, and onward. This is a nice little pit stop on the way. Pretty good spot to take in the view. I'm starting to feel like I'm more chilling out already. Onward. Best not leave this behind, eh? Pit stop number two. So this is exactly halfway on my route, and I was hoping to get in that lake, but I'm not quite sure where. But also, something else I've realised, and I probably mentioned this at the start, is that cycling with a bag on your back, up and down hills, is really not good for your back, your neck, and especially not your voice. And I can hear it. There's tension, there's tightness, and there's restrictions in these tiny little delicate muscles that connect my voice box to my tongue, my jaw, and my skull, and my clavicle, and all this area. The tiny little muscles holding on, they'll just get tight and restrict, and it doesn't move as fluidly and as effortlessly as it should. But I'm gonna try and ease that now and just do some lengthening exercises, maybe a bit of yoga, maybe even some meditation. Just look how much I'm sweating. And I forgot to bring water. Luckily this cafe was open. I managed to get some in here. I also managed to get one of these, which again, not very good for your voice. Chocolate, dairy, sugar, all those things. Not necessarily great for you, for your health. But I've burnt a few calories, so I think I can do that. So while I've just spent loads of energy getting here and then eaten ice cream and I can feel tension in my body from where I've been the cycling, there is actually something really rejuvenating about being in nature and being in the woods. And actually, I would even go as far as to say that for improvement of your voice, if you're someone that lives in a city, a town, or cycles a lot, goes to the gym, spends a lot of time at a desk on a computer, and lives a fairly modern lifestyle in a modern society in a part of the world where there's not a lot of nature around you, then it's quite possible that by reconnecting with nature and getting out into it sometimes, you will find ways to relax your mind, relax your body, and re-engage with some of the parts of you that are connected to the planet, to the earth, to the energies that are there, and to a sense of connectedness. Now, I say this word connectedness because we are often disconnected. We're disconnected from our bodies. We're so in our heads, you know, with mobile devices, with computers, with work. We often become very analytical and get stuck in our brains and our conscious minds, where that's only a small part of the being of who we are. And we seem to neglect the physical sides to ourselves, the automated sides, the instincts, and the unconscious abilities that we have. And so what happens when you connect with nature and you get back out into these environments, you start to slow down, your breath changes, your body relaxes, and you're able to think clearer, you're able to act better according to your instincts. And it's something worth doing, even if you can't do it every day, you know, once a week, once a month, whenever you can. Take the time just to have some time on yourself, but in nature. Because that is where you're from, as a human, you know, that is your natural environment, habitat. And we've been disconnected from that. A lot of us have. It's not just for your voice either, there's many reasons why getting into nature will help you clear the mind, clear your life, clear the clutter, and make space to communicate as clearly and effectively as you can. I don't think I'm going to record me cycling back now. That's just, I brought you here just to say that. I'm just going to enjoy the view.